Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date's June 18th, 2020. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
The phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. And in case of an emergency, you can call down on his cell at 316-619-4886. That's 316-619-4886.
You can always find updates with the breaking news about all about the Wichita Mission Church, radio program archives, contact information, everything you need to know about us at prophecyhour.com. Remember, we're a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the internet. It's on YouTube, some FM stations, so pray about supporting airtime.
On another note, let's thank our listener base in worldwide places like Frankfurt, Germany, Stockholm, Sweden, Helsinki, Finland, and the good old USA, Oklahoma City, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Nashville, Tennessee, and Miami, Florida is the largest group of listeners that listen to the podcast when it posts later tonight.
Yeah, they finally, somebody whipped Wichita. Okay, follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Brant77. Your Heavenly Father, and Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I really pray for this country and for that matter of the world and for all of us individually. Father, I pray radio night goes according to your will, not our will, Father. Please just give us the information that we need to put out and give everyone ears in which to hear and understand the truth. In Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, amen and amen. Well, when I opened up my email box this morning, I almost wanted to sneak up on it because every time I go, it seems like there's things that are worse and worse and worse. Well, like many Americans today, I was shocked a second time this week by the Supreme Court. And we're going to get into that in a minute, but folks, you need to really listen to this song that I'm going to play, and you really, really need to understand because this is where most of you are at. So let's grab the song.
I've got a story to tell you, a message to deliver and song. If you'll give an ear to these words I sing, compassion for the lost will grow strong. As I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls as they don't know. The Bible says they're walking in darkness, they cannot see the road that they're on. With pleasures, and further down that road they are drawn. And as I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls. They don't know. today we have is one more chance to snatch a soul from entering hell. But don't you know these evil days are numbered? So get to work and do your job well. And as I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls. Now you've heard this message that was on my heart. Now don't forget we haven't much time. The vineyard dries, the field is wide, the workers are few. The harvest time is now in its prime. As I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their souls.
Okay, folks, really, so many of you just don't realize it yet, no matter how much we've been saying it, how many others have been saying it. But I attribute that to many of your pastors in your churches. Are they talking about the end times? Have they went so far asleep that they don't recognize the signs around them? But anyway, so we got this from the Supreme Court. Earlier in the week, they declared all male and female were not the only genders, that you can now fire someone or exclude anyone if they are any one of the untold number of new genders, which you can invent, and anybody can invent a gender. You can say, you can call yourself a glass gender. I don't know. Science has gone out of it. And you see, this is really an attack against the Bible and Yahweh, our creator, because the Father created male and female, period. Your gender is decided when you get here, and he doesn't make mistakes. You're going to see a war on Christians in this country that's already been started. And that was brought on, but most of the Christians, and maybe even some of you folks, you brought it on yourself by not paying attention, not talking to others, and not voting. Or you did vote in elections and voted in people that weren't conservatives because maybe you didn't like them or the other one sounded good. You're accepting homosexuality. You're accepting all these things. You got friends that are those things. You need to stand up. If that means living in the world by not living apart with all these other people, how can you stand up and your friends see that you're serious if you still associate? Anyway, all the Christians, so if all Christians voted from a biblical point of view, we would be okay. But sadly, that's not the case, and the country is reaping what it has sown.
Yes, Galatians chapter 6, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting.
So he that soweth to the flesh shall reap of the flesh, shall reap corruption. And that's what it is. It's you reap, if you want the things of this world and you sow into the things of this world and love them so much without having a biblical worldview, you're going to get nothing but corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reach life everlasting. So we are supposed to stand up against those things. So back to the end of the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court decided today that it came out today that it was not because President Trump had the right to get rid of DACA. You remember the DACA program. Okay, well, the Supreme Court decided today, at least the swing vote, John Roberts decided that. He decided to do a political thing. While he agreed, and they all in agreement, that Trump has the right to get rid of DACA, but he didn't follow all the guidelines and the rules, so it was basically a made-up garbage thing, and so he sided with the liberals. So now we don't get to get rid of DACA. They have to go back to it, and he has to properly explain to them why he's doing it, and that has to please leftist courts, or it won't work.
Chief Justice John Roberts delivered the 5-4 decision, which capstones the first term for President Trump that has been seeing little progress on immigration to the disappointment of his supporters. The court found that the administration did not give sufficient explanation for the move as required by law. We do not decide whether DACA or its recession are sound policies, Roberts wrote. The wisdom of this decision is none of our concern. We addressed only whether the agency complied with the procedural requirement that it provided a reasonable explanation for its actions. Other justices said it was illegal from the start.
Right. So the Supreme Court overstepped its authority. It had no right to do that. It should have stuck to the law because the law is really specific. It's really specific that it's against the law what Obama did. The other justices said that it was illegal from the start, and it was. So he had every right to do it, and the explanation was made in the sense that it was illegal, period. Point
so
here,
now they got to redo the whole thing again?
What it means is that he will have to make another order, and he will have to try to explain it better, and it will end up having to go through court and everything all over again because of it. But we're going to move on from that. So the point is that's where they're at. So, but where does all this come from? That's where we're going to get to the point today. So on January 10th, 1963, the House of Representatives and later a Senate began reviewing a document entitled Communist Goals for Taking Over America. Now, folks, if you think it isn't communism, I want you to read this. You need to share this program, and it may even take two programs to cover it. But this agenda that they are looking at contained 45 separate issues, attacks, and techniques that in hindsight were quite shocking then, but it's equally stunning today. Why is it stunning today? Because they did them. Over the last 50 years plus since the list was introduced in the House, many things have changed, among them that the Soviet Union is gone and communism isn't mentioned by the MSM anymore. Why? Because the founders of communism is now the dominant force in the Western world and controls virtually every major geopolitical, social, cultural, and commercial aspect of our existence. Most importantly, 27 of the 45 goals on the original have been or are being achieved. So let's start reading them, and we're going to take our time with them.
Permit free trade between all nations regardless to communist affiliation and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war.
Okay, let's stop with that. Clinton. Bill Clinton started selling missile parts and electronic technology to China. They're communists, and they could use the things for war, and they advanced them, and that's why China now today has intercontinental ballistic missiles. Ballistic missiles with nuclear warheads that can reach the United States because of Bill Clinton.
Promote the UN as the only hope for mankind.
That's predominant. They do that all the time. They keep saying the UN is. That's something they've already, that's, again, both of these have been achieved.
Okay. Do away with
loyalty. No. Oh, yeah, I didn't. No,
do I away spoke. With all loyalty oaths.
Okay, that means they don't want, and they do that. They don't want you to be, like we say, we serve the Constitution of the United States of America. That's been being erased. As you see, lots of people, they don't put their hands on Bibles and things. That is being taken away. Go to 15.
Capture one or both of the political parties in the United States.
Well, they completely captured one. Can you guess which side that is?
The Democrats.
The Democrats. If you think not, folks, compare these things to what the Democrats do.
Use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights.
Okay. Now, we just saw two actions by the court this week that have weakened Americans have weakened our civil rights, but they claim that's how they got to the court. They claimed it was civil rights violations on all these people that are one of, what is it, it's over 100 genders or whatever, so they claim it was a civil rights violation, and so the court agreed with them. So the court just did that, and the court is doing it, and it's to be politically correct, but they're following the court. The court's following what the Democrats saying. They're following this playbook here.
Okay. Get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of the teachers' associations and put the party line in textbooks.
That's been accomplished. You see all these children out. These guys that are out there doing the riots, the Antifa and all those are young people. They have... 20 years ago, our children wouldn't even have thought about doing that. They would say, well, you're crazy. You know, that's communism or whatever. Now it's acceptable. Where did they get it? Because the schools, and I've did radio programs on it, one guy laid out a really big, long, it was a really good book, and he explained the whole agenda, how they captured, you know, back, let's go back to the 60s. Back in the 1960s, what was the war? You know?
No, I'm not real good on history.
Vietnam. Okay, Vietnam.
Yeah, I know.
Vietnam was in the 60s. So how did, now, people say we're in it right or wrong, or it was a drug war or whatever. Let's just talk about how it finished. The way that it finished was that in the 60s, we had protests. Not like they are today. They weren't burning stuff down quite like that.
Or killing people.
Right. But the point is in the 60s, they started, they rioted against the Vietnam War. Well, who told them to do that? Communists actually sent people over here, and they infiltrated those groups. In fact, the Communist Party paid for, you know, believe it or not, the protesters and stuff, they were still getting permits and everything to protest. And you can go back and look and see who paid for the permits for the protest, and it was the American Communist Party that paid for them. They egged them on and rioted them on until finally they had enough. You know, there was such an outcry that we just said, okay, let's get out of there, and so we turned tail and run. You know, and so whether or not you think it was a just war or unjust war, that could be dated. That'd take 20 programs to talk about. But the point is, how it was stopped. It was stopped by the communists. The communists won the action by getting us to withdraw and just to give up everything, and Vietnam was completely taken over and became communist. And what, but how did that happen? Oh, by getting control of the schools and using them as transmission belts for socialism and communist propaganda. And then, so the next one is
gain control of all students' newspapers.
That's student newspapers, and of course they did that, but they've also all propaganda books and everything else that they put out to the students, because they're brainwashing the students, and that's in both the colleges, and it's happening in the schools. Why do you think that the agenda is for the homosexuals to put, they want to put all the whole LGBTQ, whatever that is, they want to start teaching children as young as 4 years old sex education. Because, see, they put their garbage in their head that it's okay by the time these people reach.
They've been taught it all their life, so they think it's
normal. Well, yeah, by the girls then are just waiting to puberty or whenever, or the boys are just waiting until something happens down there so they can start doing things. That's not what a moral society teaches their children. But that is going on worldwide. I will say one thing, you know, it's just craziness. Okay.
Use student rights to foment public protests against programs or organizations which are under communist attack.
Okay. Use student rights to foment public protests against programs or organizations that are under communist attack. The whole rule of everything is under attack. Law is under attack in the United States. So they're using student rights. Now, the students we're talking about is college-age level. College level is what's out there in FIFA and doing what they're doing. So what are they doing? They're forming riots against the what? Police, so that they can bring on lawlessness. And then their ultimate goal, they want to get rid of as many police as they can. Then they want to bring the United Nations in and try to make them as policemen. But that's never going to work. It's never going to go that far. It'll turn into a shooting war first.
Infiltrate the press, get control of book review assignments, editorial writings, policy making positions.
Okay. Get control, infiltrate the press. They did more. They really expounded on this one. They did it something different. They didn't think of it way back then in the 60s, I guess, but they bought the news media.
Right.
The news media are only owned by a few organizations, and only a few people get to feed in news to them, and so on and so forth. You can tell that when you can see them say something on one channel, and it's absolutely mimicked on every other channel, except for maybe one, something like Fox News or something, and they are even partially infiltrated themselves. But the point is the point. They got the press. If you don't have the press is we the people. It's supposed to be another part of the government, we the people. They are supposed to bring things to us so that we can decide if it's right or wrong, and if it's wrong, outcry, and then the politicians are supposed to listen to you and then do what the people say, no matter what their personal interest is. That's how it's supposed to work. But if you control the press, you control the people to a large portion, and that's what's going on right now.
Yes.
So anyway, so this is where we're headed with this. We're going to finish this when we come back. Tell them where they can find us and what all they can find over there.
You can find all the outbreak news. That's not right, is it?
Called breaking news.
Breaking news and the mission updates and all of our contact information is over at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Yeah, folks, go over there and check it out. There's lots of links, and even I'm pretty sure there's even links to our Facebook page, and because it seems like a lot of people are keeping up with by Facebook, whatever. Anyway, we'll be back in about 4 minutes. I guess we went a little early for him. Anyway, folks, we'll be back in about 4 minutes. Check us out at prophecyhour.com.
That's prophecyhour.com.
Well,
okay, well.
Okay. Apparently we're having some kind of a problem with the break. So let's go. I really don't want to get into another one.
It says 24/7.
Well, mine says 5:27. And,
okay, well, what's...
And 5:27. I have three clocks that say 5:27. So...
Okay.
And that says 5:27. Anyway, okay, I guess we'll talk until he shows up.
Okay.
Anyway.
The next one's gang control of radio.
Well, no, of all student newspapers, format public protests.
Key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. And that's happened already.
Gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. Okay. I still wondering what happened to the break, but yeah, of course they have. Again, the media, they bought practically all the media. I mean, the movie stars and everybody else, they've did that. And so all we're getting is their propaganda, and it goes on and on and on. People look up to movie stars as icons and so on and so forth. And so what do? They listen to what they say, even though it's garbage. Okay. I guess we're just going to
continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression and American
artistic.
That's what I said.
Oh,
an American communist cell was told to eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings, substitute shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms.
Okay, well, now they've been doing that. That was in that modern era where you ever seen modern art where you had all these weird things that look at. But listen to that. Discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. The American communist cell was told to eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings. What are they out there doing right now?
Removing all the landmarks, statues, and stuff.
Right. That's what communists do. In order to know what happens in the future, how to guard your future, you have to worry about the past. And so you have to know about the past. Okay.
Control art critics and directors of art museums. Our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsiveness, and meaningless art.
They do that. Have you ever noticed some of the art they put out? It's just garbage stuff, and they call it art. They'll take a picture of a wall or a banana, and they'll make it art, or they'll do something lewd with it, you know. and they'll call it art, but it's not art. It's just meaningless. And why do they do it? Well, because it's destroying our culture. That's what it's about.
Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press. And boy, has that happened.
What do you mean?
Oh, they say all kinds of obscene things on TV.
Right, and so they're trying to make it. They're trying to degrade us. They figure we can. I read a book about with all this stuff in it another time by another communist guy a while back, and he put in there, you know, how they were trying to destroy us by making us destroy ourselves, by destroying our culture, by bringing all these bad things into it and calling it normal. We would destroy ourselves. They wouldn't have to do anything. But these things don't go on in Russia. These things don't go on in China. They might to a small degree, but they already own everything over there. But my point is they don't allow pornography and all these various things. They are clamped down on it because it's immoral. And the Russian leader all the time preaches about how immoral the United States is. Well, guess what? He's right to a point, you know. But it comes from them. It's part of a way to bring them down.
Okay. You went too far. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenities in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV.
Okay. And that is all over the place, and we know that. I mean, TV and everything is so vulgar, you wouldn't believe it. But let's go with this. I use Twitter a lot. And on Twitter, you know, I've got like 11,000 followers. I got 10,000 and I'm working on 11,000. But part of what you do is they're trying to stop Twitter from banning different people and things. And so what you do, they're trying to get everybody's numbers up, you know, to have a lot of people on their list. So if they put out alert, you know, 100,000 people can get it instantly. You know what I'm saying? So what they do is they'll send a list of maybe 20 people that you need to start following, right? And so you retweet it. And a lot of them, you know, while I do retweet these things so other patriots can get it, I can't retweet a lot of them because they put really vulgar messages on some of them and F this and F Antifa and all this stuff. Well, I'm not going to afford obscenity.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? No matter if it gets me a lot of followers or not. But you see, even the people that are trying to be righteous, you know, they fell into it. It's natural, you know. It's natural. So there is a breakdown in the cultural standards of morality. That means, you know, what's common usage. Our standards of morality, they follow TV. Look at the way women dress nowadays. You know?
Oh, yeah, they've even passed a law where they can go topless.
Yeah, technically they can. In certain states. But believe it or not, that really, the women haven't jumped on it. And so the women didn't really want to badly do it so bad anyway because they haven't started doing it and they could do it in Kansas and Colorado and there's a couple other states that they could do it in. I don't know that, and it is recording over there. Okay, I don't know, what other states other than that, but it's like about a 5-state region, you know, that they could go topless.
Okay. And then they present homosexuality, degeneracy, and
promiscuity. Yeah,
yeah.
You know.
As natural, normal, and healthy. Abomination, abomination, abomination.
Right. And that's what they're saying. Sex in any manner is okay. And that's how you end up with this strange cult that you have and strange thing going on right now. So anyway, so that is already accomplished.
Okay, yeah, they're already doing that. Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for an intellectual maturity which does not need a religious church.
Crutch,
yeah.
Right, amen. They have a war on the Bible, they're denouncing the Bible, and so on and so forth. It is just terrible. So this goes on and on. Anyway.
Okay, then eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools on the ground that it violates the principle of separation of church and state.
Okay, we'll get to post. We'll get that one when we get back. We're going to go ahead and take our break. our station problems are with, but we'll take our break and we'll come back and talk some more.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Luke 17:26.
In the days of Noah, keeps ringing in my ear. People laugh and scoff when they hear the end is near. They go right on with building, not giving God a thought. Getting about the flood, in anger he once fought. The spirit of old Noah is alive and well today, telling them of Jesus, that he's the only way. But most won't even listen, the devil's got them blind. They walk the path so broad, more riches trying to find. Some just think of money and how to get some more, but little do they realize God's closing up the door. Soon the door will close, and when they hear it slam, their riches will be all for naught and their soul forever damned. For the distant thunders are rumbling and the storm is almost here. You must put your trust in Jesus, for he's our today. When the storm of darkness comes, in him you will be saved. Yes, the spirit of old Noah is alive and well today, telling them of Jesus, that he's the only way. But most won't even listen, the devil's got them blind. They walk the path so broad, more riches trying to find. They walk the path so broad, more riches trying to find.
Venerable Bede was an Anglo-Saxon theologian who lived in the late 7th and early 8th century. He devoted himself to the study of Scripture at a very young age, learning Greek, Hebrew, and Latin. The writings of Bede provide important information as to the traditions of Easter in the Anglo-Saxon Church. In 664 AD, the Synod of Whitby was held in the Kingdom of Northumbria. The principal discussion of the Synod was centered around the question as to the timing of the celebration of Easter. Should it be reckoned according to Celtic tradition or by Roman tradition? The decision of the Synod was in favor of Rome, which brought England more in line with the Roman Church in Europe. Bede attempted to defend from a theological standpoint the decision of the Synod to replace the Celtic reckoning of Easter with that of the Romans. He tells us that the heathen Anglo-Saxons called the fourth month Easter month after their goddess Eostre. Bede says that Easter was one of the most important spring festivals among pre-Christian Germanic people, and that it was dedicated to the goddess Ostara or Eostre, whose name suggests east and thus dawn and morning light. Bede records that the name of the festival was transferred to the celebration of Christ's resurrection when Anglo-Saxon and German heathens converted to Christianity. Scriptures warn that the name of pagan gods are not even to be spoken, yet each year in traditional Christian churches around the world, the name of a pagan fertility goddess is proclaimed with honor. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
We're back. This is Pastor Dan and
Linda Catlin. Oh, I'm not yawned.
Pastor Dan and Linda Catlin, we're coming to you live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Okay, we're back. We're into this list of communist things that have actually happened in this country, but it was their list to destroy America. We need to get through the... Okay, here we go.
Okay, eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools on the ground that it violates the principle of separation of church and state.
Okay, now they've already accomplished that pretty much so, and Trump has been trying to reverse that, but let's go. That phrase, separation of church and state, was so that the state could, not come in and control the church, because we had just broke away from England, and in England, the state and the church was the same thing, was controlled by the same, so they didn't want that. They wanted a separate church and a separate state, but all of our founding fathers prayed and did everything else. They even had in the Capitol building, they even held church services on Sunday and so on and so forth. That's just a big lie, but it worked. Okay, let's go on.
Okay, discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs, a hindrance to cooperation between nations on a worldwide basis.
Right, and that happened. They're always down on the Constitution and saying it's either inadequate, it's old, it needs to be updated, it needs to grow, blah, blah, blah. And we just, again... Our Supreme Court itself actually violated the Constitution on what they did, and some people would even call that treasonous, and I agree.
Okay, discredit the American founding fathers, present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man.
Really? Well, they're doing, you see all the statues down. In fact, I just seen one school that said they're eliminating teaching about George Washington because he's irrelevant now. He's the founding father of the United States. They're destroying the founding fathers. They're destroying anything that has to do with history. Well, some of these statues and things that they've been tearing down out there, weren't even Confederate people. Or like you have them now, everybody's scared to death about doing anything. Aunt Jemima's a good example. That woman was proud to show her face. Aunt Jemima was a real person that created a business after the Civil War. She created her own business, and that company bought it out and used her image, and she died as the first black woman millionaire there ever was. And she was proud of her face and what she was doing. But they're destroying culture. That's what they're doing. They're destroying culture. These things are communist in nature. And, you know, folks, and I'm telling you, this stuff is going to get far worse. It's going to get far worse. It's going to get far worse. If we don't get Donald Trump in, it's going to even be, all of these things will come to pass instantly. Well, let's go on.
Okay, belittle all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history on the ground that it was only a minor part of the big picture. give more emphasis to Russian history since the communists took over.
Well, now, they don't, well, they don't really do a lot about Russian history, but they do are destroying American culture and American history. And, you know, they do that. That's part of what they're up to.
Support any socialist movement to give centralized control over any part of the culture, education, social agencies, welfare programs, mental health clinics, etc.
Right. Any movement, any socialist movement. Communist, George Soros is a Nazi sympathizer, but he is, he through his organization puts money out to all these different people and all these different agencies. This is being achieved. They want to destroy everything and tear it down. They don't care. They want to see it. They want America to burn to the ground. They try to do it peaceably by coming in, but that ain't going to work. So right now, they're fueling money to all these people. They are giving them money because they want America to burn up so that there will be chaos in America so they can come in and control it. And it's going to get worse because their worst nightmare is Donald Trump. He is absolutely their worst nightmare because he is standing up for a huge majority of the people. But, and I do believe that if it comes down to a shooting war, look at it. You know, I see it all. There's this thing. It's, I'll tell the people. You kind of know what it is. Recently, my son pointed out a little app. It's called TikTok. Now, it's a social app. It's kind of like, you know, maybe an Instagram thing or something, but you can post 1 minute videos. And on TikTok, one of the predominant ways that it is they do little silly dances or something, and they challenge others to do the little silly dances or whatever, or other things to say this or say something funny. But that isn't what I found on it. What I found is a whole bunch of Trump supporters and a whole bunch of people out there. I've got to see videos from all across this country where there's rioters, and right firsthand, better than the news, but it's by a person, and it's a one-minute video clip. But what we are seeing is we're seeing a lot of patriots showing up and a lot of patriots actually engaging in fight. There's a war. There's a battle going on out there right now because every day patriots across this country are standing up in small towns and other places and protecting things. The one gentleman that shot those two guys that were trying to beat him up, he was protecting a statue, him and some of his friends, and they attacked him, and they came at him with a knife and hit him with the skateboard, and so then he fired and shot one of them. Point is, it was self-defense, but he was there defending the statues, but these wars are going on. So TikTok, and you can just use their, get TikTok app in your phone, and then just search Donald Trump supporters or riots or any of those things, and it'll pull them up. And then you can observe these things firsthand. It will bring them to you. And they are shocking. We are at war out there right now, and it's going to get worse. Go ahead.
Infiltrate and gain control of big business.
Yeah, absolutely. They've done that. Big business is promoting and paying for these things. Again, they're the ones donating to these people that are tearing down the country.
Transfer some of the powers of arrest from the police to social agencies.
Stop. Read that again.
Transfer some of the powers of arrest from the police to social agencies. Treat all behavioral problems as psychiatric disorders, which no one but psychiatrists can understand or treat.
Okay. Transfer some of the powers of arrest from police to social agencies. Wow. New York City and I think it was Albuquerque, New Mexico, and another state said that they're going to send social workers, that's it. They're going to send social workers out to domestic disputes instead of the police. That's tit for tat for that.
Yeah, it is. That's really going to work, isn't it?
Well, no, but the point is their goal is working.
Dominate the psychiatric profession and use mental health laws as a means of gaining coercive. Control over those who oppose communist goals.
So if you oppose them, you're nuts.
Right.
You know, if you oppose any of their agendas, you're a mental case.
Discredit the family as an institution, encourage promiscuity and easy divorce.
That's accomplished.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't even get married, and it's so and easy to get a divorce. They get married today and divorce tomorrow. Okay.
Emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents. attribute prejudices, mental blocks, and retarding of children to suppressive influence of parents. Really?
Yeah, they want to take, they don't want the children to do it. And that's what they're saying. That's what, and that, they've managed to, by destroying the family unit, and having single parent families and a mom have to go out and work or a dad go out and work to support their family, then they don't have the thing that the Bible laid out, that a woman should do one part and a man should do the other, and working with them together, they have a healthy family, healthy children. But if you take the parent out of it and is out working or whatever, who's going to teach the children? The stranger. Or they send them to the communist school where they get indoctrinated, and that's what that happens. Okay, let's go with this one.
Create the impressions of that violence and insurrection.
Let me say the name of it. The impression that violence and insurrection,
yeah, are legitimate aspects of the American tradition, that students and special interest groups should rise up and use united force to solve economic, political, and social problems happening.
Tell them what's...
That's where they're taking over. They're in Washington, Seattle's one of them. They're taking over. They just banned the police out of one police station and took over six or seven blocks and won't even allow the police in. Yeah, they need to be stopped.
Okay, but listen to that. Create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition. You even have politicians out there saying, now, go ahead and burn it down. It doesn't mean anything. They allowed New York City parts of it to burn. They've allowed parts of Chicago to burn, in New Mexico, so on and so forth. They are saying that the violence and insurrection are legitimate. They're legitimizing it. Seattle legitimized those people by making an agreement with them. They legitimize it. Folks, we are at a critical stage. You need to pray. You need to get ready. And you need to be ready for this because, you know, things are only going to get worse. The COVID was part of it. That's going to, I don't know whether that comes back as a vengeance, but we are in the time of the end. Now you need to be ready. You need to have been being ready for a long time. So many people are asleep. Wake up. Let me tell you about another thing. So we're talking about, let's talk about food shortages. Told you to prepare a food bank in a city. They get all the food that's going bad from the stores. And then in turn, you know, they give it to them before the expiration dates, so don't go bad, so the food banks can distribute it and sell it to other people. So the food banks get their food from the main food bank.
Right.
What happened?
Their meats and stuff. They went to go get their shipment.
Who did?
Do I want to say who they are?
No, but just say.
No, an agency that helps us, that we get our food truck from, went to pick up their food for their week and at the Kansas food bank, and the food bank told them, we're going to have to call you because we don't have anything for you, and we don't know when we're going to have anything for you, so we'll call you when we got something.
Okay, listen to me emphasize that. Now, this thing is, and first off, let's go with this. They're not an agency. They're a Christian organization. They're different than an agency.
Okay.
But they do get food from the food bank, predominantly in Wichita. I'm not going to name names. But the point of the matter is just as she said, they went to get food, and they said, we have nothing for you. Well, that means there's a lot of hungry people out there. That explains if you went to the stores, the store shelves are not all the way full. If you're in an area where they are completely full, well, that's a good thing. But predominantly, they're not completely full. You want to say something?
Yeah, I took my daughter-in-law shopping on the way home. We stopped at Dillon's, and she was amazed. There's lots of shelves that are empty or vacant, and they're putting signs on the shelves, and the meat counter was one of them, lunch meat specifically. She said, Mom, what do these signs mean? It says, temporarily unavailable. I said, that means their food is not going to make it to the store, and they're going to don't know when they're going to get it, so when they sell what's left in this little slot right here, there's no more until they can get the food chain going again. That's what those little stickers are, and they're putting them up all over the store on all kinds of products. But the meat and all the lunch meat had them on almost every one of the things, temporary and available. Temporarily unavailable.
Okay, here's the point. We told you when the COVID thing hit that you needed to stock up. folks, ever since I've been on radio, I've been telling you need to stock up and you need to get out of the cities. I don't care if you got a big, nice $250,000 house in the city. You need to sell it and get out of the city. You need to move out of all the major cities. You need to move to smaller places, small towns, whatever, or you're going to be in hell on earth. Did you want
to? And here's another little tidbit. I remember I told you about buying direct from farmers, buying them to have your meat processed for you yourself. Well, guess what? Now the meat, you may have trouble getting a date to get your meat processed because this local one here where we live, was far from here, they're booked out clear August of 2021. So you can't even book to get anything processed until after August of 2021. So that's over a year away. So what are you going to do for that year for your meat if you can't get it processed?
Yeah, there's the point. I mean, but if you move to out of the city, you know, and then prices are soon going to start skyrocketing. But I know in a lot of little towns that are just holding along nothing, you can buy property pretty cheap in a lot of them. You know, ours is an example. And I'm talking about real dirt cheap. But if you guys keep stalling around and waiting, it ain't going to happen. But you can ride it out in cities if you want, or you can act like, oh, this is just another thing. It ain't just another thing. This is serious. You need to listen to me. And, you know, and we need your support. And, yeah, sure, we need your support for the Wichita Mission Church, but we need your support for radio, folks. You're listening to this radio program. We need to get the message out. You can help us in some other ways. I need a volunteer. I got a website that needs to be fixed that I don't know how to work on. It's a WordPress thing. Don't know how to do it. That could help a lot. Another thing, you share our radio programs with others. Put them on social media. Put a link on social media to them. Share them around to your Facebook pages. That isn't going to cost you anything. Share them around on your Twitter. Do those things. Share them. The more people that come in, the more people that we can warn, and the more people we can get donations from. For why? Well, we got to pay for radio airtime and electric and water and gas and all those things that it takes to run the Mission Church and to talk to you on radio. You got, oh, and any specific things from Wichita you need? We got about a minute and a half.
Well, same thing. We've got meat, but we need everything that goes with it to make the meals.
So we need
water and go plates.
We need water, go plates. We need things like tomato sauces, noodles, all those kind of things that you folks that know how to cook, you know, you have meat, but then you put a meat in a sauce, or you put meat with noodles, or you put meat with onions and potatoes and stuff. We have meat. That's basically what we have.
And we need bags. So if you can save bags and drop them by the mission, we need bags. We go through hundreds of bags.
Right, hundreds of bags. And, of course, we could always use large print King James Version Bibles. We give them away left and right. I do have a box that I got to remember to take with me tomorrow, but we need large print King James Version Bibles. Do you have anything at all or absolutely else you want to say to them?
Yes, I do. I want to wish all those wonderful, lovely fathers out there a happy Father's Day this Sunday.
Well, we'll call it Dad's Day. Because
okay, Dad Day.
Okay. Well,
Daddy Day.
Daddy Day. And I want to thank, of course, I just want to always thank our big dad, which is our Father in Heaven. And so, and you should, people say all the time, you know, I have people say, well, why do you call him Father? That, his name, that ain't in the Bible.
Yeah,
it is. Yeshua said, call him Father.
It says, call no one else Father but me, matter of factly.
He says, call him Father. That's how we're supposed to address him, and that's how Yeshua addressed him and told him to do so. Okay, folks, remember, you want to tell him goodbye?
Yes, goodbye. We'll see you next Thursday, or I'll talk to you next Thursday.
Folks, you must remember there's only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way of the Father. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. Lord our God, Father, King Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that Father, you'd bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you'd be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
Shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. to write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.